This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Well, hello there, and welcome back to another episode of Abby, the Podcast Lady. This is the show for aspiring podcasters, business owners, and visionaries who are ready to get their voice out into the world and sound amazing doing it. Today's episode is our case study where we dissect a show that I've been listening to, and then we chat about what they're doing well, what they could improve upon, and what things we can take from their show to make our own shows better. Today, I'm diving into one of my absolute favorite podcasts. It's called Free With Ads. If you haven't heard of it, you're in for a treat. I don't know if this one's like a lesser known podcast. I think it's not one of those that you automatically think of when you think of like big podcasts. In my world, this podcast is like top dog. I absolutely love Free With Ads. So the show is hosted by Emily Fleming, Jordan Morris, and Matt Lieb. They are all part of the Mythical Entertainment crew. If you're familiar with the YouTube series Good Mythical Morning, they all work for that production company. And basically what they do is they hop on their podcast every week and they watch a movie that is free with ads, and then they review it. That's it. That's the concept of the show, and it is so simple, yet so perfect. So each week, they pick a movie that's either streaming free on YouTube or Tubi or one of those other free streaming platforms, and then they review it, and they share the personal stories that they have tied to these films, whether it was watching it as children or watching it for the first time in someone's dorm as an adult. But then they also rank the movie based on how many super loud commercials they'll sit through to watch it again, because that's the price that you have to pay to watch these free movies, is super loud commercials on a free streaming platform. This is one of those shows that when I see the notification pop up on Apple Podcasts saying, hey, a new episode dropped of Free With Ads, I drop everything I'm doing and I immediately go listen to it. I absolutely love this show. I am a tried and true freebie. That's what they call their fan base. And I can't wait to pick this show apart in the case study today, because I think by the end of it, you're going to want to become a freebie yourself. So to kick things off, let's get into what Free With Ads is doing right with their show. And to be honest, they're doing a lot of things right. There isn't much wrong with this podcast that I could find. And maybe there's a lot of bias here. I just really like this show. So let's get into what they're doing right. One of the main reasons I love this show is because there is a real friendship between the co-hosts. Emily, Jordan, and Matt genuinely get along, or at least they're really good at pretending they genuinely get along. It doesn't feel like coworkers that were forced to be part of like some project that they didn't necessarily want to do together. Like, it feels like these guys willingly spend time with each other outside of the workplace. Their chemistry is just off the charts. Like, there is no filter between any of them. They all seem to genuinely care for each other. They all feel very comfortable telling very personal stories on it as well. It doesn't feel forced. It honestly feels like you get to hang out with this weird little friend group that you are automatically welcomed into just by being a listener. And I think that is really special. It feels really comfortable and welcoming, and it's so freaking funny. Like, I feel like I'm sitting there with my own friends laughing and telling stories and getting to watch a movie together that we all either love or hate. Another thing that I think this show has really nailed is that they make it interactive for the listeners. So each week they pick a movie to watch and then review. And what's nice is they give you a heads up. So at the end of every episode, they say, next week we'll be watching XYZ movie, so that you can be prepared. So maybe if it's a movie you've never seen before, you have time to go seek it out on a free streaming service, watch it, and be informed about what they're going to be reviewing next week. So you kind of have a general idea of what they're going to be talking about, which I think is so nice. And I love that there's that element of giving someone something to look forward to where they know what's coming up, but they don't necessarily know what's coming up. Like, they don't know how the hosts are going to feel about the movie next week. They just know what movie's coming, so you can be prepared and you can kind of be in on the joke when it arrives. And speaking of the streaming of the movies, I love that it is a free movie that you get to watch with them. There's no cost to entry for being an active participant with this podcast. It's free. You don't have to worry about logging into your Netflix account that you totally forgot that you had. You don't need to worry about texting your sister for the Hulu password to be able to watch something. They're streaming things that are on YouTube for free, Freevee, Tubi, any of those places. There's no cost for you to participate. You just get to hang out with your friends, watch a free movie, good or bad, and get to be in on this secret little club is what it feels like to me anyway. I really like that. So the hosts, Jordan, Emily, and Matt, well, Matt, I guess, is technically the producer, but he's on it enough that I consider him part of the hosting team. I love that they are all comedians because it makes the show truly a comedy at its core. I catch myself multiple times spitting out beverages when I'm listening to it because it is genuinely funny. And what's great about their comedy is that they all play off each other so well, where it's not like someone stepping on someone else's toes in order to get a joke in. Like, they all make it work. Their comedy just blends so well together. And I love that they're so unapologetically themselves. They're sharing the embarrassing stories. They're being brutally honest about their lives. And I think that there is something to be said for that level of openness and communication with each other that just really makes the whole show work in just this beautiful, hilarious fashion. It is just genuinely one of the funniest things I listen to on a weekly basis. I always laugh out loud when I'm listening to it. It's an art, and they have nailed that art. Comedy is not easy. Not everyone can be funny, and these guys are hilarious to their core. Plus, what I love is that with their comedy, they let the listener in on the inside jokes. So back in, I think it was one of their earlier episodes, they reviewed one of the Godzilla movies, and now they have a running inside joke where they just insert Godzilla screams into popular songs or songs that are associated with the movie that they're watching this week. And it's just this running bit where you're almost guaranteed to hear a Godzilla scream at some point in the episode, no matter what movie that they are reviewing. And I love that they have these running inside jokes that you get to participate in. Another one of them is actually called The Worst Hat. So they pick out things in the movie like, who's the tallest guy? Who's the oldest teenager? Who has the worst hat in the movie? And they have a sting. It goes, the worst hat. And they just pick apart who has the worst hat in the movie. And they've taken that inside joke so far as to actually make merch of the worst hat. And if you're watching the video version, I will put a picture of it right here. This is actually my the worst hat, because when they dropped this merchandise, there was no way I wasn't buying my own the worst hat. I had to have it. So I love that the inside joke is inclusive. No matter what that inside joke is, you don't feel like you're left out when you're listening to this show. And I love that they made a merch tie-in for it as well. I just think that they're absolute geniuses with this. So let's take some time here and talk about what they could do better with this show. And like I said, I really had to grasp at straws to determine what could be better about Free with Ads, because I do genuinely love this show and I'm such a huge fan of it. And maybe I need to pick a show for one of these case studies that I don't actually like, and maybe that would produce a little more constructive criticism. But I genuinely think that this show is an amazing concept. I think it's a hilarious cast of characters. I love that there's no barrier to entry to it. But okay, we're talking about what could be better. So let's focus on that. So no podcast is perfect, but Free with Ads, I think one thing that I would love to see from them is a full video version of this podcast. If I'm being honest with you, I don't watch video podcasts. I'm making a video podcast right now. You can watch my podcast on YouTube, but I actually am a little bit of a purist. I'm not going to lie. I like a good audio podcasts because that's what I listen to. I don't sit down and watch podcasts. I listen to them while I'm doing other things. This would probably be the exception podcast. I would genuinely sit down and watch an hour-long video version of Free With Ads because the people on it are so funny and so captivating that I think it would hold my attention for the entire duration. So I would love to see a full video version of this show. But again, video versions cost more money. There's higher production. There's more work that needs to be done. You have to have more equipment. It's a huge cost barrier for a lot of people. And I completely understand why they're not doing a video version. They are on the Maximum Fun Network, which is a worker-owned network of artist-owned shows, I believe is how they phrase that. So, like, they do fundraisers and stuff to help cover production costs for things, and I understand why they're not doing video versions, but if I had to pick one thing to improve about Free With Ads is, yeah, I would love a video version of it. And if they can't do a full-blown video version, maybe they set up their iPhones and like record while they're recording the podcast. And then like we get little mini like reels and video snippets of it. I think that would also be great promotion wise on their Instagram to throw those reels on and have video versions just of that, even if they're not doing a full blown video version. That is definitely something you can do for your own show when you're sitting down to record your podcast. Maybe you're just doing an audio podcast, which I say just, but like, that's what podcasts are. They're audio at the core of it. So set up a phone, record a little video, even if it's just like some video of you setting up and then you layer your audio over it, just a little bit of eye-catching visual that you can then use on social media to promote the show. I think that would be super helpful. Another thing that I think they could improve would be on the marketing side, maybe a little more social media engagement, like running polls or getting listeners involved in picking movies or offering feedback. I think something that would be really cool that I would like to be an active participant in would be to have like a Google voicemail line where once they announce the movie, we go and watch it as listeners, and then we can call and leave voicemails with our feedback, like who did we think had the worst hat? Who did we think was the tallest guy? Things like that, where they could then take those audio clips and layer them into the show, like at the end or something. So then we're listening for our own voices to be included with the show. I think that's maybe a selfish thing that I would like to see. But that's, again, something that you could do with your own podcast is get listeners involved through a Google voicemail line where you just set up like a number, tell people, hey, you can call it with your feedback, leave your message, and maybe we'll include it with the show. It's a great way for people to stay to the end of a show, especially if they know that there's a chance for their own voice to be heard on their favorite show at the end of it. So just something to chew on, something to think about with your own podcast. So let's break down Free With Ads and what we discussed and how we can take what's good and what could be improved and apply it to our own shows. First and foremost, I think embrace authenticity and chemistry, especially if you have a co-host. If you're lucky enough to have real friends or people you genuinely connect with, don't be afraid to let that chemistry shine through. Audiences can tell when a bond is real and when a bond is forced. And you want a real bond. You want people to feel like they are in on the conversation that you're having, whether it's with your co-host, whether it's just with yourself, or whether you have guests coming on that you're interviewing. Audiences crave that real connection. They want to be sucked into the moment with you. And Free With Ads does such a great job of that. So I think that's something that you can listen to, see how they're doing it, and take that and apply it to your own podcast. Second, I would consider ways to make your show interactive. Think about how you can involve your audience, whether that's by letting them participate in a shared experience like watching a movie together or voting on topics on Instagram and Facebook, submitting questions they might have for you, or just, you know, engaging with them in any way you can. Maybe you have some sort of like running contest where if people leave you a comment, you're sending them some merch or sending them something for your store or just getting them involved in some way or another. People want to be included. They want to feel like they're part of something bigger. So I think Free With Ads does a great job of that. Definitely listen to their show, get some examples, and put your own twist on it for your own show. Next, remove any barrier to entry that you can. Now, I know not everyone is going to be able to review free movies on the internet because this concept is kind of already being done and it's being done very well. So just try to remove any barriers to entry that you can. Say you're running some sort of online coaching program and that's all you talk about. Try to give them something for free to let them in. Let them in the door. Don't have them approaching a closed door. Have at least a cracked open or a window open. Because when you keep people out, they're not going to come back to a closed door. They want that open door. They want to be involved. So be sure that you're trying to remove any barrier to entry that you can. You want people to feel like your show is accessible and made for them. Another key takeaway that Free with Ads does so freaking well is just embracing your weirdness. It's tempting to want to have this polished, perfect presentation of yourself, but let's be real. We're all just little weirdos at our core. And sometimes it's okay to let that weirdness shine through because it's relatable. When you see other people being weird and goofy and silly and telling those embarrassing date stories, you relate to it because we've all been there. It's the human experience. And Free with Ads has no shame. They literally air everything out for all of us to embrace. And I think there's something to be said for that. Now, if you're producing a show that's like for your business and you have this like really hoity-toity fancy business, you're going to have to be a little more careful with that. Totally understandable. But don't be afraid to let your humanness show sometimes because people relate to it and they crave it. And finally, I want to touch on the fact that consistency in format is so important. I love that I know exactly what I'm going to be getting when I tune into an episode of Free with Ads. They're going to talk about free stuff they found on the internet to start the podcast off. Then they're going to get into the movie. They're going to review it. They're going to drop their little bits about the worst hat and tallest guy. And then at the end, they're going to rate it based on how many super loud commercials they would watch. Like, I know what I'm getting every single time I tune in. And I think that that consistency helps with the familiarity. It feels comfortable. It's something that I want to come back to every week because as humans, we crave patterns and patterns are predictable and we like predictable. So I think when you're thinking about formatting your own show, try to have that consistent format. Like for me, we have our case study every first Thursday of the month, and then we're going to have a tip or tool every third Thursday of the month. There is predictability in the format that I am creating. So think about your own format for your show and think about how you can build that consistent pattern for your listeners to feel comfortable with. To wrap everything up today, I just want to say that Free with Ads is such a great podcast and I'm such a huge fan of Jordan, Emily, and Matt. I love their show. I love this concept. They really just knocked it out of the park. They made everything fun and accessible and I love that I get to revisit some movies from my youth and I love that I get to discover new movies through them. And I love that there's a really low barrier to entry. An internet connection is all you need to participate with these guys on their show. And I think it's just such a great concept. Huge supporter of them. And I can't wait to keep listening. Honestly, I got to get caught up on this week's episode. So that's what I'm doing after I record this show. The key takeaway here is just to embrace your authentic self, make your content accessible, and have fun with it. The show is fun at its core. And if you're looking to build your own show with a similar vibe or you need help refining your podcast in any way, I would love to work with you. Be sure you reach out to me with any questions you might have. I offer one-on-one consulting. I offer podcast production and I offer speaking as well. So if you have an organization that's wanting to learn more about podcasts as a whole, I'd love to come speak to you guys too. You can check out all the details at abbygravesproductions.com. I got a link down in the show notes as well. I want to thank you for tuning into another episode of Abby the Podcast Lady, and I will see you next time.